look at Brad Davidson about to join us now and take a look at some winners from the Daily Telegraph.
Grafton was a terrific carnival yet again, and supply and demand. That was one hell of a tough win in that cup.
It was. It was a great carnival, my first Grafton Cup carnival. If you've never been for the two-day carnival, I know a lot of people love the country sort of cups around the place, and I definitely put Grafton on the list. It was a cracking carnival. Of course, supply and demand, the big winner in the Grafton Cup. Josh Parr, he won on the Caloundra Cup the start before and said basically the horse towed him into the race in the Caloundra Cup. He said yesterday he went for him at the 700 or 500. He only found half a length. He said he wasn't the same horse, but just sheer toughness got him over the line yesterday. So fantastic effort. Gay Waterhouse getting a fourth Grafton Cup victory. They do a great job in that race. And of course, the Ramorny the day before, won by Calander for Team Snowden. They place their horses so well, and they get the chocolates with the three-year-old.
And the track raced brilliantly, didn't it?
Yeah, it was, and we're on a good track throughout. It's just, you know, fantastic racing. It's not just about the Grafton Cup and the Ramorny. Of course, we had the NBN two-year-old plate. We caught a really good two-year-old there of Jenny Graham's in Victorum. She got a couple of really nice two-year-olds at the moment, Awesome Plus being one, and Victorum being the other. He sat deep and put them away, and of course, the Grafton Guineas the day before, Sneaky Glance. Toby Edmonds doing a great job with this three-year-old. He just keeps going through the ranks and looks one to follow next season.
All right, now we've got to find a dollar or three tomorrow at Rose Hill. What have you thought? What have you found?
Yeah, it looks a nice card. We'll kick off with our best value in race four, number four, Fard. Now, it's a three-year-old Smart Missile gelding from the Team Hawks camp. And I just spoke to John Hawks on the phone just then because he's also entered for race four at Caulfield on Saturday, but John telling me that he'll definitely be running in Sydney. So, look, I think around that sort of $10, $11 mark he was last night, I think that's a pretty good each-way sort of play here. He was a strong winner over the mile at Flemington last start. Before that, he was third at Canterbury in a benchmark 66 over similar distance. And when you go back to start before that, he was beaten just two lengths in the English Guineas at Scone. So he's putting a nice record, this guy. He's on the two from six starts to date. He's never been beyond a mile, but he's out of his Abil Mare, and he was really strong through the line at Flemington the other day. And I think interesting to point out as well, the race at Caulfield was over 2,000. This race is over 1,800, so they're definitely training him to get out over a bit more trip. And as I said, he was just really strong through the line. I think the step-up's not going to worry him at all. And they'll go hard here. He'll get a lovely run just back in the field, and I think he'll be ready to pounce late. So that's race four, number four, Fard.
All right. Now, what else do you like?
Yeah, well, the feature for today, tomorrow, is the Winter Stakes. Of course, Oxford Poet shooting for consecutive wins in the race after winning it last year. But I'm going to go with one from the Team Snowden camp here in race 7 at number 13, Extensible. She's at around that each-way price, around the $7.50 mark. I thought she was a fair enough play in this. She had absolutely no luck in the Civic Stakes last time out. She was three deep, no cover throughout, beating just four lengths. So I thought it was a pretty good effort because they went really hard in that race, Cozzy, and she's the sort of horse, I was speaking to Paul Snowden earlier in the week, and he said when she races without cover, she just races through the bridle. She's a horse that really needs cover to relax and switch off in her races. So she gets a soft gate tomorrow. She'll get all that cover she wants, and with 53 kilos on her back, she gets a 3-kilo swing on Gold Symphony in that race tomorrow. She's been in the top two of five of nine at Rose Hill, and more importantly, three of her four wins have come on good tracks. That Civic Stakes was on a soft stick last time. We'll be on a good track there tomorrow. And I think with the lightweight, 53 kilos, Kieran McAvoy rider, I think he's a good each-way play. So that'll be race 7, number 13, Extensible.
All right. That's the Winter Stakes taken care of. What else have you found?
Yeah, the last race, we're keen to play into that as well. Race 9, number 2, Reneged, a really nice 4-year-old miler for the John Thompson yard. And he's just starting to put it all together, this bloke, this preparation. All these runs have been full of merit, and you go back two starts ago, he sat three deep, no cover, and put him to the sword at Canterbury in the midweeks. And then he went to Rose Hill, and look, he couldn't quite reel in Kingsguard and lay down the law that day. But I love the fact there was a really good gap back to fourth place, and I think that speaks volumes. And look, he's just had no luck at all with barriers this preparation, but he finally draws a good gate here tomorrow. And I just thought he's going to get a lovely soft run just behind the speed. And he's going to be in the perfect position. No matter how the track's playing, he's going to be able to go to wherever the best ground is. So I think he's going great guns, and I reckon around that $4 mark, I think that's a fair enough play as well. So race 9 at number 2, Reneged, Cozzy.
All right, so just rattle through your three again for tomorrow.
Yeah, so the three for tomorrow, the best value would be race 4, number 4, Bard. Each way, race 7, number 13, Extensible. And to bring us home, race 9, number 2, Reneged.
And there's Brad with his best today for us, for tomorrow, rather, at Rose Hill.